Okay, so tonight's topic, we are we're going to be discussing wearing tzitzis when it's hot outside. So Hashem did us all a favor; He gave us a little bit of a heat wave, so we can appreciate more the severity of the shaila. And we're going to try to understand whether or not there's a strong possibility to either not wear tzitzis in very sweaty situations, or more so, what type of tzitzis should one wear? And this is not only in the summer, this is really true all year long, but we'll see the way a lot of the Paiskim set it up, is that because it's hot, again, if you live in a hot climate, it could be negay all year long, but it's an important question of what type of tzitzis to wear. Then obviously the old question of wearing tzitzis when you're playing ball or doing something else very strenuous or very sweaty. I see you're schlepping stuff and things like that. So let's again, I have 5 pages. I think I never made a 5-page book for a Tuesday night, but you know, see what happens, see how far we get. Okay, so let's start. So we start, again, obviously we all know that the mitzvah of tzitzis is a unique mitzvah because, we'll talk more about this, you have to make that hakdama because l'mais, it's not like the mitzvah of tefillin. Tefillin says in the Torah that you're supposed to put on tefillin every single day, so that we know you have to do. This mitzvah is a unique mitzvah. It's if you happen to be wearing a bag of dal kanfus, then you have to wear tzitzis. Now most of us, the dress style of today, we can go our entire life and we'll never wear a bag of dal kanfus. So what do? We go out of our way to buy a beged to wear it to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. So that's step number one. So you just have to keep that in mind. This is not like other mitzvahs. It's not like a mitzvah that you, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvus that you have to do. It's not even a mitzvah chiyum. It is, but we go even a step further. We go out of our way to find ourselves, to obligate ourselves to do the mitzvah. So the question is, which type of material is the appropriate material to make tzitzis out of? So today in the world, there are basically 3 materials that are sold that you can buy for tzitzis. There is the wool, the cotton, and then the last one is the mesh. We'll get to each one, which one's better, which one's worse. And again, this is very negeya, because let's, for example, when it's hot, is wool the best way to go? And not only is wool the best way to go, we'll see there are places that we're against wearing wool in the summer. And then the obvious, and then the other question is, well, is the mesh even acceptable? So we'll have to get to all of that. So let's start off with the Gemara in Menachos. Like all good questions, they all start back in the Gemara. So the Gemara Menachos daf lametesim is based. The sugya of tzitzis is all in Menachos. Most of tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzos, those sugyas are all found in Maseches Menachos. So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim, not a machlokes tanaim, a machlokes amaroyim between Rav and Rav Nachman. The Gemara says like this: Upligi de Rav Nachman, the Amr Rav Nachman, source number one, the Amr Rav Nachman, Hashiroyin Peturim Na Tzitzis. He says Shiroyin, which is silk, a silk cloth is Patur from Tzitzis. Okay. So then the Gemara says, why is a silk cloth Patur from Tzitzis? So the Gemara assumes because it's not made from Tzemer and it's not made from Pishtin. Tzemer is cotton, Pishtin is flax. So therefore, says the Gemara, if it's not made from either one of those materials, you're Patur from Tzitzis. So the Gemara says, but Rava disagrees. Why does Rava disagree? So the Gemara, Rava Ramiksev. My life story. Says the Gemara, Rava Ramiksev. Rava says, I have a steer in the Tupsak. It says, Nuchomish Hakonov. It says, you're supposed to put the tzitzis, Hakonov Psiltcheles. Hakonov. It's a min konov. Means it's supposed to be the type of the corner, which means that the strings are supposed to be the same material as the beged. But then it says tzemru pishtim. It says flax and wool. So which one is it? Is it flax or wool, or is it whatever the tzitzis, whatever the beged is, that's what the string should be? So Gemara says, okay, tzemru pishtim, if you have strings, if you have a beged made of tzemru pishtim, then bein b'minam, bein shaloi b'minam. Then the strings can be either type. But shaloi b'minam, but if it's anyone besides for tzemer upishtim, so then ein poitrim, then shaloi b'minam ein a poitrim. So then the Rava says like this: if you have tzemer upishtim, so then you can use any strings you want. But if you have a non-tzemer upishtim, let's say you have cotton, then the strings have to be cotton also. Which means Rava holds, we at some don't care which beged you wear. Every and any beged is chayim and tzitzis. The only difference is, if you're going to wear a cotton beged, then the tzitzis have to be cotton. But tzemer upishtim, then you can wear whatever you want. Then the Gemara goes on to explain, Rav Nachman, Kedetanan, who does Rav Nachman hold like? Kedetan de Berei Bishmol. The Tan de Berei Bishmol, hold of a number, begodim, betayrus tam. It says in the Torah, begodim. It doesn't say which begodim. What should your begodim be? So, sasam uparlucha akos, be'echamem tzemer upishtim, av kol tzemer upishtim. So we have a machloikis amaroi between Rav and Rav Nachman, which begodim are chayiv and tzitzis. According to Rav Nachman, it's only tzemer upishtim. The garments that are chayiv and tzitzis are only garments that are made of wool or flax. So according to Rava, if you put on cotton tzitzis, So let's ask us, what are you doing wrong? The answer is, you're not doing anything wrong, but you're only mekayim tzitzis midrabbanan. Because midraisa, they're not mechayim tzitzis. A beged made of katan is not mechayim tzitzis. According to Rava, a beged made of wool is chayim tzitzis. According to Rava, any material is chayim tzitzis. Whether it be wool, whether it be katan, it doesn't matter. So we have a very...
What is flax? I know we always say some of the Christian wool and flax.
It's a material.
Flax is a type of cotton?
No, it's definitely not a type of cotton. It's definitely not cotton. Cotton is... Right. It's made into it, but cotton is definitely a different tzitzis. Right. We'll talk more about the mesh material. So we have a... This is a machoikas amaroim. According to Rava, any min beged is okay. Midaraisa. According to Rava, any material is okay, except there's now, there's one exception. The Gemara says later on, or. A beged made of or is not chayv and sittis. Now, I don't know how you make a beged out of or, don't ask me, but that's not disputable, that's a Gemara, that's halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Or is not chayv and sittis.
Yeah, why not? Leather,
jerry, okay, yeah. Fine. I'm just.
You wear it all the time.
Okay, I don't.
You don't even have one
anymore? I definitely don't have one, though. So the question that we'll hopefully get to, I don't know if we'll get to it tonight, is why is R no good and whether or not the synthetic materials are included in R. So we'll have to get to that. But according to Rav Nachman, the Torah says it's only Tzemer Pishtim. That's it. Tzitzis is only made from Tzemer Pishtim. If your beggar is not Tzemer Pishtim, no Chiv Tzitzis. Midaraisa. It might be the Rabbanan. According to Rava, no, every beggar has chayiv and tzitzis. So now here's the million-dollar question. How do we paskin? Which means, it's a very big nafkin. It's a machlikas amaroyim. What's the nafkin mean? According to Rav Nachman, if I'm wearing a cotton beggar, I'm not going to ask everyone to show me what the tzitzis are. You know, it used to be like that when you come to certain schools, they used to check, you know, are you wearing tzitzis? I had to do that in some yeshivas that I taught. Are you wearing tzitzis today? Are they kosher tzitzis? But today, we're not going to go through that here. But for those of you that are wearing cotton tzitzis, so according to... I'm assuming they're still wearing it. They didn't take it off yet. It's still early. But according to Rava, so that's a chayiv and tzitzis midaraisa. So you get a check midaraisa. According to Rav Nachman, you're only mekayim tzitzis rabbanan. That's why many people are mahadir to buy wool tzitzis because of this machlokes amaroyim. But how do we paskin? So if you look in Tosfos Menachos number 2, Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Tam v'Rashi pasku kerava mishum dehu basroi. Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, grandfather and grandson, both agreed we follow Rava. Rava held that all materials, all begadim are chayiv and tzitzis midaraisa. So according to Tosfos, we paskin like Rava. So cotton tzitzis is just as good as wool tzitzis. You're just as firm as the guy wearing the wool tzitzis. There's a Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos number 3, Daf Chav Zayin of a base. Tosfos says, "I am Rav Nachman Hashiroyim Pturim Hatzitzis Kaim Alon Kirava De Basrohu." Tosfos says again, we paskin like Rava, not like Rav Nachman. We hold all materials of chayiv and tzitzis v'chayiv b'tzitzis midaraisa. So far we have two Tosfosim and a Rashi that are all hold like Rava that Yechayiv and Tzitzis Midaraisa on all begadim, even katan. Then you come to the Beis Yosef number 4, which is in Simon Tes. This Simon in Shulchan Aruch that we're discussing tonight, which material is Chayiv and Tzitzis, is found in Aruch Chaim Simon Tes Hilchot Tzitzis. And the Beis Yosef does the great job of giving you all the Rishonim. But look carefully at the names of the Rishonim. Right, when the Beis Yosef gives you the list of the Rishonim, you got to look who is he quoting and which. Again, we have two teams over here. Color war, right? We're in camp mode. So we have Rava and Rav Nachman. Rava holds all begadim achayiv and tzitzis midaraisa except for R. Rav Nachman says it has to be tzemer or pishtim. So according to Rav Nachman, you got to buy only wool tzitzis. You can't buy cotton tzitzis. What? Right, that was Rav Nachman says silk is not chayiv because it's not wool. So Tosfos said we pass on like Rava. Now the Beis Yosef is going to say, well, not so fast. There are Rishonim on the other side. Who are the other Rishonim? Let's take a look. Zakti Beis Yosef number 4. V'harav Rialfasi. The Rif. That's important. Pasak Rav Nachman. The Rif Paskins like Rav Nachman. That you're not Mechoyiv and Sittis Deraisa on... Again, I'm just using cotton as the example because cotton is not Semer Pishtim. So according to Rav Nachman, cotton Sittis is not a Chiyiv Deraisa. It's only a Chiyiv Derabon. V'chein Pasak Rambam Perigimum Hilchot Sittis. And that is the opinion of the Rambam. So if you stop right here, if you know what the Rif and the Rambam hold, so it's probably going to be a dead giveaway what the Shulchan Aruch holds. We always say that the general rules that the Shulchan Aruch used, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, and he used 2 out of 3. So you already have 2 out of 3. We have the Rif and the Rambam that both say, like Rav Nachman, that Katin would not be Chayiv and Tzitzis Deraisa. Then he goes on to quote a bunch of other Rishonim. Skip around a little bit. He quotes the Tosfos that we saw. He quotes the Mordechai. He quotes the Smag. He quotes the Rosh. That the Rosh holds like Tosfos. That we don't paskin like Rav Nachman, but instead we paskin like Rava. Concludes the Beis Yosef, when we call Mokim, Kivin the Rav Yitzchak Alfasi, Vaharamam Kaime Bechat Shitosoi, Hochi Naktinon. Says the Beis Yosef, this is what I gotta follow. The Rif and the Rambam both say that we paskin like Rav Nachman. If you paskin like Rav Nachman, you only mechoyvin tzitzis if the beggar is made of tzemer or pishtim. So therefore, according to the Rambam and the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch, you should not wear cotton tzitzis. So svardim, the chayrim should not be wearing cotton tzitzis. They should all be wearing wool tzitzis. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Number 5 says the Mechaber, Ein chayiv b'tzitzis min ha-toyre elo beged pishtim oy shal tzemer v'chelim. Says the Mechaber, you only chayiv in tzitzis if it's made of flax or it's made of wool. Avo big day sharminim ein chayiv b'tzitzis elo midrabon. But any other material, it's only midrabon. So you'll say, so what? It's only midrabon. So the answer is no. That is a somewhat. That means on a midaraisa level, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Which we'll see is a big deal. And to many of us, it sounds like, oh, what's the big deal? You know, okay. So I get a derabon, but that means you're not fulfilling the mitzvah to its fullest. To which Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, which hopefully we'll see, Rav Moshe says that's a breach in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. We all know the famous Gemara Menachos, which we'll get to on one of these many sources that we have, where the Gemara tells us that the Malach spoke to Rav Katina, and Rav Katina was trying to circumvent putting on tzitzis, which Mikra, then we mentioned you could do, and the Malach says, no, be'idno derischa. Hashem says, you're right, you beat the system. But when I'm getting you for something else, I'm going to get you for this also. That's what the Gemara says. So most people assume that means that if I'm not wearing tzitzis at all. But Rav Moshe says, no. If you're not wearing tzitzis to the highest degree, you're only wearing tzitzis midrabanan. You should wear tzitzis deraisa. So according to that, if you're going to spend your whole life only wearing tzitzis midrabanan, you can also get in trouble by idna rischa. When Hashem is getting mad at you for lashon hara and for everything else you did wrong, he's going to throw into the mix. You know, by the way, you wore cotton tzitzis most of your life. So that's very much.
The premise of this is that regardless, it's not a chiyuv. It's only when you have such.
That's correct, and we'll see. There are taisus in that say that we never fall into beidna derischa. But there's another taisus, a stira between two taisus, Pesachim and taisus Erechin, that says no, beidna derischa is even for not going the extra distance. And that's what Moshe writes in the Tshuva, that for not going the extra distance, Hashem is going to get us also. So now we got to ask ourselves, next time we go by tzitzis, we say to ourselves, okay, I can go to the cotton section and be yaitze midrabanan. But then I know Hashem's going to get me, or I can go to the wool section and shvitz. What do I do now? So if you're a svadish yid, l'chayr, it's a no-brainer. And we'll see the svadish place can write this. You got to go cotton. And I never asked you got to go wool, I'm sorry. You got to buy wool. Because if not, you only mekayim d'rabban. But listen to this Ramah. The yeshayim rim, the kulu.
Does anyone say that, no, this homachlaikis is dafka, when the beged is it. But if you're bedafka putting on arba kamfos, then it could be either way. No, it's if the beggar.
No, the mitzvah doesn't change. The mitzvah is a beggar is made of X material, needs tzitzis. The question is, do I have to go buy such a beggar? But either way, the beggar is still the chetz of the mitzvah that we're discussing. So according to the mechaber,
it makes no difference whether you make tzitzis, meaning because
correct.
You're buying it,
correct.
Versus what your normal beggar would be.
Right, because since today we go out of our way to wear it. Right, today we go out of our way to buy a beggar just to put on tzitzis. Says the Ramavi, Yeshoimim de kulu chayovim midaraisa. Says the Ramon, no, everyone, we hold today that all begadim achayv midaraisa. V'hochi hilchasa. And this is the halach. So this should be a very simple machlokes mechab Ramon. So Svadim have to buy wool and Ashkenazim could buy cotton. That would be the simple understanding. So if we were to stop right here, you know, 5 sources in, so we'd say, great, everyone go buy cotton tzitzis, it's cheaper, it's less shvitzi, and no problems. Now, who gave the Ramah that authority? The answer is Ramah picks other Rishonim besides for the Rif and the Rush. And this is classical, we know that. When the Ramah makes decisions, he didn't only use the Rif, the Ramah, and the Rush, he used all the Rishonim. And since there are many Rishonim over here, like he says, like in the parentheses, there's a Taisvis, there's a Smag, there's a Mordechai, so Taisvis used all those Rishonim, and he felt that the assumption is like Rav and not like Rav Nachman. And the Mishnah Berurah explains like that. Number 6 says the Mishnah Berurah, "Umachriya Ramo kideyazu." And the Ramo paskins like that. Shita shekain tzviulu hu leroy v'achroinim ki Rava lidarish min kanaf. He thinks that most achroinim paskin like Rava, that you can use any beggar to be chayiv in tzitzis. Ushmaminah the chominei beggar chayiv min atar b'tzitzis. Fine. So if we were to stop right here, we'd have no problems. Ashkenazim by cotton, Svardim by wool, we're good to go. But listen to this line in the Mishnah Berurah, very important line. It says in Mishnah Berurah, the Yori Shemayim Yachmer Alatzmoi, but says in Mishnah Berurah, if you're a God-fearing Jew, you should be Lochush Ledeya Harishayin Neviyaset Tala Shaltzemer, Kedei Sheyeschai B'tzitis Menatari L'Kuli Halma. Says in Mishnah Berurah, not so fast. Even though I told you that the Ramah Paskas, that you can use any bag and you can even use cotton, I think a Yerei Shemayim should wear wool. Question is why? I thought the Ramah paskin. So what's Mishnah Berurah telling us? That of course it's Machloekes Rishonim, and of course we paskin this way, but you might as well push yourself. it's kedai. Again, his lashon is a yori shemayim. We'll see. Rav Moshe uses those types of lashonis as well. But here, the Mishnah Berurah says a God fearing Jew should be machmir, and he should get himself a wool beged. The Mishnah Berurah points out v'nochin shiasa bein atalos godel or bein atalos katan shel tzemer. Again, there's no reason to differentiate between the talos katan and the talos godel. Well, I shouldn't say that. We'll talk a little bit later about that. But I've never yet seen anyone that has a talos godel that's not made out of wool. I've never seen a talos godel made out of cotton. I've never seen it. Maybe it is out there. I have no idea.
Technically, according to this, you
can... Yeah. There's no difference. I just personally have never seen it. Like, for example, when you talk about tcheles, which we're not going to discuss here, but not because I don't want to talk about it. I think it's been talked enough about here in this shul. Everyone heard about it. Everyone knows different opinions. But, you know, the big question with tcheles is why do so many people wear it on the talos katan and not on the talos gadol? Or they just don't want to get hocked up, which is probably the simple answer. Many Rosh Hashivas who do wear talis katan of tcheles, and they like to not know, they like for people not to know about it, they won't wear it on the talis katan because they don't want to get hocked up. They don't want to be, you know, assaulted and accosted by people and things like that. When Rabbi Belsky Zatzal first started putting on tcheles, so Rav Shechter used to mutcher him about it. And what about during the... Why only during the week? Why not on Shabbos? So he had a whole stickle Torah. Why he did what he did. Because during the week, he used to be able to hide it. He had a whole cheshbon why he did certain things. But at the end, Lubisayf Yomav, he taka wanted a talis gadol also, Rabbi Belsky. But in any case, there's no difference between the talis gadol and the talis katan, presumably with regard to this question. So the Mishnah Berurah says, God-fearing Jews should go out and buy the wool tzitzis, even though he's not denying the fact is you don't have to. Me'ikar edin, you do not have to wear wool, you can get away with cotton. Now there's another Mishnah Berurah number 7. The Mishnah Berurah writes another line later on where he writes, V'toiv yoyse shiyasa atalos kula shel tzemer b'li teruus klal shel sharminim. You should have a talos, you should have a tzitzis made completely of wool. U'beze yoytze yisno elamala. And you will be beloved by Hashem. So who wouldn't want to be beloved by Hashem? It sounds like a nice thing. So here Mr. Brewer's Vaita pushing his agenda that everyone should wear wool tzitzis and not opt for the katan, even though for Ashkenazim Jews, it's very clear that you should be able to get away with katan tzitzis. What about for Achenu B'nei Sfarad? What about for our Sfaradish friends? So it seems to be very clear that Sfaradim should buy wool tzitzis. I don't know if they do or don't wear, I didn't check, but l'chayr for Sfaradish Jews, again, these types of things is like, you know, kedai for the guys who work in this farm store to be a little bit more knowledgeable. Every once in a while, I try to stay out of this farm stores because it's a little expensive. You start buying farm and it starts to add up before you know. It's like a kid in a candy store. It's not so good to hang out there. So once I was there, and there was a guy, a lady came to the guy behind the counter. She was asking him about which pairs of tzitzis to buy. Like, the guy was a poisek. He works behind the counter. He's a nice guy. But these are the types of things you should know. If you're selling tzitzis, you should know. Listen, this is a Sfaradish family. Maybe you should push the wool. If it's an Ashkenazic family, you can push the cotton. But l'chayr for the Sfaradim, it seems to be very clear that they should have to wear the wool. If you look in Yalkut Yosef in number 8, he writes something interesting. He says, it's got to be from sheep, from lamb, whatever it is. It's got to be wool. Like the Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, it's more correct. It's preferred, says Rebbe Avadya's son, that you should use wool. Even the string should be wool. Now here's where it gets lebedik. Even in the hot summers. That's part of what we're going to be discussing tonight. Maybe when it's hot outside, maybe I can opt out for the cotton, which is a little easier to handle. But he writes, Yeshlis, Amates Velilvoish Talos Kotim Shal Tzemer. You should push yourself. For Sfaradim, you have to push yourself. Because the Mechaber Paskins, that you're not Mechoyev Midaraisa, if it's Mayor of Katan. V'omnom, Hecha Deloy, Efshul Lilvoish Talos Tzemer, Beglalachim, if you can't. Now, obviously, can't is a very debatable word. Can't, don't want to, not in the mood, right? It all depends. But he writes, if you can't, the Yeshchashi is Batal Gamiramits, and the other option is you won't wear tzitzis. Which I'm sure there are teenagers that grapple with this mitzvah, and when it's hot, they don't want to wear tzitzis. So he says, "Yilbash talis katan asoy mikusna oshamin." The ravada go with the katan. The yotzi dechayv minatayr l'chol pachas das apayis k'masayim l'chalamin l'chayv minatayr. At least he'll be yotzi the ramah. It's better than nothing. But he writes, "Well, das morna shochanarchi kaim al kopan mitzvah rabbanon." So here he's taking a little bit more of a lax approach. He's saying, "Listen, avada in the best, in a perfect world, you should be wearing wool tzitzis. If you can't handle it, it's either this or nothing. So then it's better than nothing. Wear the cotton tzitzis. At least you yoytze according to the Ramo, you yoytze midirais, and according to the Mechaba, you yoytze at least midrabon. The Or Litzion of Abba Shaul, I thought, took a much more stronger stand for Svardim. And I like what he writes. He says, the Kimajin is bar, sheyesh lishtadl akayim mitzvah tzitzis kitukunoi. Since we explained earlier, we want to do the mitzvah properly. Imken yesh lishtadl akayim mitzvah tzitzis davka betal shotzem. You have to try to fulfill the mitzvah with wool. Again, this is for Svardim. Shechayeves alibi de kuliam, the chenevia mishtabru. Vero, gam shochanach sham sevav, the kosh again, the bnei svarad. Says Rav Shul, definitely for us Svardim, sheyesh lam lubush beget tzemer dafki. You can only wear tzemer. Kivin shel das morin in chiyav menatari el beget tzemer. Since according to the Shulchan Aruch, you only mechoyim the rice if it's wool. Va'af biyom macham shel vishes beget tzemer kosher. Even in the summer, where it's really hard to wear wool, yesh lishtadl buzet. Still try. Umisha kosher. Like, listen to his chap. So Yakut Yosef said, if it's too hard, go for the cotton. He says no. He's a good chap. He says misha kosher lo yilbush tal shel tzemer betchilas hayim. Put on the tzemer in the morning when it's not so hot outside. And then switch. Wait for a little bit. Now the truth is, it's a little bit of a joke because many people spend half the day in an air conditioned room, and many people they go from air conditioned room to air conditioned room. The sweating level is very low. So what for the 1 hour you go outside, for the 20 minutes you play ball? Okay, so put on the cotton then. So I think his eitz is very, very gishmak, even for let's say a Ramonic who wants to be machmer to wear wool and he's kvetching. It's so hot in the summer. So depending, wear it for a few minutes, just to wear it a little bit to be kai in the mitzvah, and then you can put on the cotton afterwards. I think it's a very, very interesting idea. So again, that's Ashkenazim and Svardim. So if we were to stop right here again, then we'd say this is a simple shayla. Svardim are more machmer, Ashkenazim are more mekel. But here's where things get a little bit interesting. We saw the Mishnah Berurah said that a Baal Nefesh should be machmer to wear wool. Fine. So today you go to most yeshivas, many of yeshiva bachim wear wool because of the chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah. Either Ramah says you don't need to wear wool, you can wear cotton, but we're very from Jews. What's interesting is there are many Ashkenazic Jews who bedavka don't wear wool. Bedavka not wear wool. Why would you bedavka not wear wool? The Rambam says you don't need to wear wool, but why bedavka not to? It's based on the Vilna Goin. The Maaser Rav in number 10 quotes from the Vilna Goin that the Vilna Goin wore cotton tzitzis. Now, if I asked you before tonight's share, pick a Lithuanian Jew who probably wore wool tzitzis, the Vilna Goin would be the one you picked. You wouldn't say, oh yeah, the Vilna Goin probably wore cotton tzitzis. No. The Vilna Goin for sure wore wool tzitzis. No, the answer is not so. The Vilna Goin wore cotton tzitzis. So the question is, where does that leave us? So if you are Gronik, you follow everything the Gra does, so you got to wear cotton tzitzis also. But here's where you got to know a little bit of the background. Why Taka did the Gra wear cotton tzitzis? Why didn't the Gra be a Baal Nefesh like the Mishnah Berurah says? Why didn't he push himself? So let's see what it says over here. So it says in Maaser Rav, number 10.
It's a lot easier for Scheinberg if you follow the Gra.
He wore all different options. So he writes, "V'chein lava shum." This is talking about the Vilna Goin. V'chein lava shum mitachas be'godov ke'ein talis gadol. He wore under his clothing some form of it's like a talis gadol. Mi beges shel tzemer gefen, made of cotton. The Vilna Goin didn't wear wool tzitzis. So the question is, why did the Vilna Goin not wear wool tzitzis? It's a worthwhile chumrah. The Vilna Goin we know was not looking for shortcuts in life. He was a yid who lived, with Yerushalayim. He definitely fits the Mishnah Berurah's Yerushalayim. So why would the Vilna Goin not wear wool tzitzis? Now, the simple answer everyone always says is, oh, it was too expensive. No one says that. Now, I don't know what tzitzis cost in the 1700s. But no, I haven't seen anyone say the Vilna Goin didn't wear wool because it was too expensive. So it could be it just wasn't that expensive or that wasn't the real reason. I have not seen anyone, and I see many, and we'll go through them tonight, many reasons why the Vilna Goin didn't wear wool. None of them was because of money. Maybe. Again, but where did the Vilna Goin live?
It was quite
cold where he lived. Vilna, as far as I know, doesn't exactly have Florida weather. So that's a hard sell. So let's see. So there's a couple of reasons that are brought down. And again, but here's an afkamina. If you claim to be a Gronik, I have a friend of mine, a big Talmud Chacham, and he's a Gronik. He follows everything the Gronik says. So I texted him right before the shir. I said, "Nu, so what do you do with tzitzis? Which tzitzis do you wear? Because mitzad echad, this guy's a big machmer. He's machmer for everything under the sun. So if you're a machmer, you got to go with the wool. But the Vilna Goin wore the cotton. So how do you make these two things work? So the question is, why did the Vilna Goin wear cotton? So if you look over here on the side, number 11, they have commentaries on the side of the Maaser Rav L'Hagra, different pshatim. So they over here, they have the first pshat. The first pshat, they say from Reb Shmuel Salant. V'arav ha-goin ha-maforsim ma-rab Shmuel Salant, omar tam acher. He says a different reason why the Goin wore cotton tzitzis. Why would the Goin wear cotton tzitzis? Dehine, ha-mitzvah say deraisa b'tzitzis hurak b'tzemer u'pishtim. Right, because avada we know that according to some rishonim, it's only if it's semer upishtim. Ubishar mina midiraisa potter v'rak midrabanu mechayiv. It's well known, this is well documented, that the Goyin wore talis and tefillin all day. All day long he wore talis and tefillin. His talis gadol was talking made out of tzemer. So the Vilna Gaon said to himself, why do I need to wear talis katan made out of tzemer? I'm good to go. I already have one talis of tzemer. V'im kein kayim ha-mitzvah deraisu l'chein lova sh'atalis katan m'sha'am idim u'b'zeh kayim oid mitzvah de loisosu. So the point is, the reason why the Vilna Gaon didn't feel the impetus to be machmer, because he already was being machmer, because he wore the talis gadol the whole day.
If you wear talis gadol all day, why do you have to wear talis
gadol? Maybe you don't have to. Maybe in a chalim, maybe you don't have to. That was something that he wanted to do. So now the shayla is, if you're a gronik, but you don't wear talis the whole day, so then the chayla you should have to wear. Now, you could make the argument, but I wore my talis gadol in the morning, made out of tzemer, like we saw from, maybe that's good enough. Maybe in a chalim.
Yeah, the mitzvah tzitzis to wear the whole day, or is it just...
It's whenever you wear a beged, you're getting a mitzvah. So I did wear a beged, so for half an hour of shachris, or whatever, 18 minutes before you catch the train, wherever you're daven, I wore a beged of tzitzis, I was mekayim the mitzvah. Obviously, the longer you wear it, the more mitzvah you get. But that's one pshat. What's another pshat, number 12? A different pshat. This is also very historically based. You have to know where the Gra wore his tzitzis. Now, the truth is, there's a lot to talk about, and we're not going to get into it tonight. Where should you wear tzitzis? Should the tzitzis be over your shirt or under your shirt? So, if in the Litvish circle, the tzitzis is worn under your shirt, and the Chassidish circle, it's worn above, but it's covered. They have a vest, they have a jacket. Very rarely where Hasidim wear the tzitzis open. Litvishas Jews do that in the summer when they're in the camp and they're not around, you know, other people, they'll wear the tzitzis over their shirt. But Hasidim amakbe based on an Arizal that the tzitzis is over their clothing, but there's always an article of clothing over it. Now, there's a question why it should be that way, especially if the whole purpose of the tzitzis is man resemoisai. What are you seeing? You see your shirt. Okay. That's a big discussion.
Then we'll see the beged or the tzitzis?
Then we'll talk about seeing the beged. Why do most European gedolim that came to America did not wear the tzitzis out? That's well known. Many, many gedolim who lived from Europe, came from Europe to America did not wear the tzitzis out. Maybe we could talk about that at a different time also. But he says like this, since the Goyin wore his tzitzis were under his shirt, listen to this. If the imkein hoya beged azeh al acholuk was on his shirt, v'darkim hoya sh'acholuk hu shel pishtan. The parent dress code of Vilna was that the undershirt was made of pishtan. So the Vilna Goyin was nervous, if I want to put semer on top of pishtan, that's klein. Therefore, he was machmir, not him wearing cotton wasn't a chumrah, wasn't a kula, was a chumrah, and hilchashatnis. We keep on thinking that the Vilna Gaon was makel and tzitzis to wear cotton. No, it was a chumrah and hilchas klayim, and shatnis. Because since, again, me'ikra, then it's not a problem to wear one of
them.
Well, yeah, that, we don't, the daf could go out of a way to do asay dechalois asay. But says the, one of the pshatim in the Maaseh Rav was the Vilna Gaon bedafka wore cotton because he couldn't wear wool under his begadim because he'd run into a problem of shatnas. Now again, why is this negay for us? Our undershirts are not made of pishtim. They're made of cotton. So l'chayr for us, we should all be wearing, if you want to follow the Gra, if the Gra lived in 2021, what would he be wearing? He'd be wearing wool tzitzis. So that's the two standard reasons brought down by the Gra. Then, the Gra wasn't the only great gadol who wore cotton. Who is the other famous gadol that wore cotton? So first of all, is the stipler. Well known, number 13, the Chaimai V'Rebbe, the stipler. Lovash talis cotton mikusna v'loy shaltzem. The stipler wore cotton tzitzis and not wool tzitzis. But the more famous one was the Chazon Ish, the brother-in-law of the stipler. The Chazon Ish wore wool tzitzis. Why? So if you look in the Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu, this is written by a Yid named Rabbi Horowitz. He was a Talmud of the Stipler. So he tells whatever the Stipler tells him, he asked the Stipler questions, the Stipler would give him answers. Now you have to remember, the Stipler was very, very close with the Chazon Ish. They were brother-in-laws. But more so, the Stipler was machnia himself to the Chazon Ish. He looked at the Chazon Ish as his Rebbe. Whatever the Chazon Ish said, he followed and loyally and without question, and he followed all the pesukim of the Chazon Ish. So Morana Chazon Ish lovash talis kotem mikusno veloy shel tzemer. The Chazon Ish did not wear wool tzitzis; he wore cotton tzitzis. Why? Kemina garabeinu agro, because of the gro. Okay, so now we have the Chazon Ish following the Goyin that wore cotton tzitzis. Now here's where it gets interesting. Says the stipler. Says the Orchas Rabbeinu. He asked his father, he asked his uncle, the Chazon Ish, what's pshat? Why are you not wearing wool tzitzis? He says, no, I have a third reason why the Gra wore cotton tzitzis. You know why the Gra wore cotton tzitzis? Because the Gra wanted to show the world, we really paskin like the Ramah. And since we really paskin like the Ramah, there's no reason to be machmir to wear wool tzitzis. Mamash ma'aser rav. The reason, this is the third pshat. The reason why the Vilna Gaon wore wool tzitzis, cotton tzitzis, was because he wanted to show the world. I don't just follow what it says in Shulchan. I'm living it. I'm telling you, you don't need to wear wool tzitzis. That was the stipe, the Chazon Ish's response to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. V'shol Reb Chaim imkei madu anach loiv shem mikusna. So he said to him, so why do we wear cotton? Why in the family? V'amaloi mara miachas shagron no ikeim gamkei. No, 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 ikeim. That's because the Gra did it. We're real Gronics. And therefore the Chazon Ish did it because the Gra did it, and that's why we do it today. And it's true. You go to Bnei Brak, you can see Reb Chaim Kanievsky wears cotton tzitzis. The stipler wore cotton tzitzis, and the Chazon Ish wore cotton tzitzis. That's not a question. That's not a point of discussion. Everyone agrees to that.
We all know because of the Gra?
Because of the Gra.
No,
at least that's one version of Reb Chaim. This is what Reb Chaim Kanievsky says the Chazon Ish told him. Okay? Now, fine. So that's makes sense. It's a nice pshat. Now, the nafkamina between this pshat and the first two pshatim is there a reason bezman hazeh to still wear cotton? According to the first two reasons we mentioned from the Ma'aser Rav, today you don't have either of the svaras. Today our undershirts are not made out of temer, so therefore you should wear wool. And the other svara of wearing a talis gadol whole day we don't do. But according to the third reason, the Chazon Ish's reason, that even today you should wear cotton. Because you want to walk around showing off to the world, I paskin like the Rambam. But if you look over number 15, there's a sefer called Das Noite. There's a sefer written of all the shaylos sent to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. There's a whole volume all just on Hilchos Tzitzis. Now, the godless of these svarim is not always the question, but the footnotes. That's the best part. So they ask the following question. Number 15. L'mashi yadua mehagro shalovesh talskot mishayim minim, v'chen yadua mehachazinish. Someone asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I get it. The Gra wore cotton. The Chazinish wore cotton. I don't get it. Why weren't they worried that, according to some Rishonim, they're not Mekayim the mitzvah derais? Why not? These were people that were very machmer on Torah mitzvahs. Why, when it came to tzitz, all of a sudden they're going to be mekel? What's Taka Pshat? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky answers, Tshuva, HaChazinish Omer Shagor Noikim, the Farsam Halacha Shagam Shar Begadim Chayovim. So he gave him the classical answer, which we saw earlier. The Chazon Ish did it because he wanted to prove a point like the Gra did. The Gra wanted to teach the world that we paskin like the Ramah. You should not feel guilty if you wear cotton because that's the way we paskin. Then we follow the Vilna Gaon. But on the footnote in that sefer, he writes like this. Shamati min Rabbeinu Shlita, the fellow who wrote the sefer says, but I heard a different version from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Shaloi hovin kavan HaChazon Ish bezeh. That wasn't the pshat in the Chazon Ish. But there was another reason that he didn't want to share with me. And that was like the Chazon Ish's, okay, you know, don't bother me answer. But there was another, something deeper here. What's deeper? Says the Chazon Ish, not why the Gra didn't wear it, but I'll tell you why my uncle didn't wear it. Where did the Chazon Ish live? In the Bnei Brak. Gets hot there. It's very hot there. They didn't have central air. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he thinks the reason why his uncle, the Chazon Ish, wouldn't wear wool is because some time of the year, wool is a not normal article of clothing to wear. So what? There's a Tosfos in Nida. Tosfos in Nida says that if you wear a beged that's not normally worn, it's not accomplishing what it's supposed to accomplish, then it's not chayv and tzitzis anyways. So says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, v'hamach melochus adas ha-tos benida, daf samachalof amabez, de beged she'enene mimenu ene chayv and tzitzis. So therefore, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that's why my uncle didn't wear wool. You're going to wear wool in 95 degree weather? What's it doing exactly? The tzitzis is a beged. A beged is supposed to do something. Protect you. Keep you warm. What does wool tzitzis do for you in the summer? It schwitzes you. So therefore, this is a whole new question over here. Not only is it perhaps not better to wear wool, it might be detrimental to wear wool. We keep on saying, oh, everyone should be machmir to buy wool tzitzis to be choishish for the Shulchan Aruch. No, maybe not. Maybe when you go out and buy wool tzitzis and put it on 96 degrees, whatever we had today outside, you're not there, you're not getting, you're actually going backwards. Because it's perhaps, you're not machmir tzitzis in the first place. Because you're wearing a beged that's not functioning, it's not doing anything.
So he asked him, what about in the winter?
V'av omnom duloy shaykh hatam b'mais ha-chayrif, yeshloima duloy chilik bazel l'mavich nei mini talz katan. He didn't want to have two types of talis cottons. He wanted to keep it simple. He wears one, you know, throughout the whole year.
Have summer and winter clothes. You can't have, you know,
he probably didn't have summer and winter clothing. We have wardrobes for all seasons today, but that was the svar Reb Chaim Kanievsky suggested on his own.
That doesn't really make sense. Because
why?
If we're saying that it's normally what you wear, you wouldn't be wearing wool in the summer, but you would be wearing wool in the winter.
Right, right.
If it becomes a beggar, that's normal, so then you should be wearing.
But what about in the summer?
Right.
All right, so he gives us some answer that the Chazanish didn't want. He wanted to be consistent, which is very hard to understand. Now, this is a very important Tosfos. This Tosfos in Nida, Tosfos is Medama, the rule of Tzitzis to the rules of Klayim, Shanis. That what if you're not being nana from the beggar, then it's not also. So this opens up a very, very big discussion for all of us. A guy gets dressed in the morning. So it's very hot outside. So what does he do? No, forget what are you. A guy. Would a guy in his right mind put on a wool undershirt in the summer? They get crazy. Why? Because what's it doing? It's doing nothing. So argues Taisus, if that's the case, it doesn't function as a beggar. It doesn't function as a beggar. It's not Chaim and Sittis. So Tain is Reb Chaim Kinevsky. That's why his uncle didn't wear wool. Now, this presents a problem for all of us. You can ask the question the other way. And what does the cotton beggar do? What does that Sittis that you put on in the morning do for you? It protects you? No. So there are certain people I've heard of, Choshev people, that they bedafka don't wear an undershirt. And they put the Sittis on their chest. And this way they feel like the tzitzis is acting as a beged. Because they tiny. If you don't do that, what's the tzitzis there for? It's a useless beged. I have an undershirt, then I have a shirt. What's the tzitzis? Just to be there. Now, some achrayim say that's good enough. If the tzitzis were worn so you can be mekayem a mitzvah, that gives the chashivas a beged. But taking tzitzis kipshutai, it would seem to be a problem. Now, it's not just tzitzis. It's Beis Yosef and Darkei Moshe. If you look in the Beis Yosef, number 16, he's talking about a certain type of a shirt. And he says, "V'nirali sha'atam shloim nogul ahatol em tzitzis mishum dolei mikri ksos el habol hagin al odav mehachoyim v'akar." Says the Beis Yosef, "Came out like this Tosfos and Nida. What's the definition of a garment to protect you, either from cool or from hot or from something? But if you have a tzitzis like our tzitzis, it does neither. So what's its role? So frak the darkei Moshe, the Ramah says, v'choze einenu shavali." A little bit of a play on words from the Megillah story. Dal tiritz harishin koshli, frek the Ramon, 1 second. If that's the rule of thumb for tzitzis, nearly the roiv talisa shalonu shein loiv shemishas atfila, shein ala hagin klal rak loiv shenoy sikhde lotzit mevdei chavit tzitzis. Frek the Ramon, so how do you justify wearing a talis in the morning? What does that talis in the morning do? So the truth is sometimes when the shul is really cold, it does keep you warm. I don't know, it works for me. But what does the talis godl do? That protects you? What does it protect you from? You have a jacket, you have a shirt, you have an undershirt, and then you throw a talis gadol over you. What does it do? So for Ekter Ramah, if the whole purpose, if you're telling me now that the definition of a beged is if the beged is somehow servicing you, so how do you justify talis gadol in the morning? We put on this big talis, what does it do for me?
I mean, if the air conditioning is too cold.
I just said that. Yeah. I said if the air conditioning is too cold.
You're summertime.
Exactly. So we'll see where Asher Weiss has a whole new way of defining what a beged is. But the way everything sounds like, is that if the beggar is not giving you either heat or protection, then it's not a beggar. If it's not a beggar, you're not chayiv in tzitzis.
The Ramah rejects
it. Right. He says it can't be. So I saw an interesting svar over in a sefer, Shabbos Mayadim, I don't know who the author is. He wants to say that, no, there's a difference between a talis kot and a talis gadol. He says, v'imke nimsa shalavishas a talis kot and he ach v'rak l'mitzvah. He says, well, you know, let's be honest. Why do you put on talis kot in the morning? You're doing it just for mitzvah. He says, no, the talis gadol is a beged of covet. Right? That's why a guy gets an ali, he puts on a talis gadol. A guy gets a kibbutz in the shul, he puts on a talis gadol. Why are you putting on a talis gadol? The answer is it's a dignitary kavanat tzibur. So then he wants to tie in, maybe if he's there, he can answer up the Ramah's kasha. The Ramah says, what's the role of the talis in the morning in shul? The answer is no, it's covet. Gives you a certain distinction. It gives you a certain level of dress code. Mashenka the talis kotan is taka useless. That's what he wants to suggest. Interesting svara to answer up the Ramos kasha. But the truth is, Rabbi Chonan. I can't remember how many times we quote Rabbi Chonan in a Tuesday night chair. But Rabbi Chonan in Kovit Shurim has the same kasha. He says number 19. He says Vadifa yesh lahakshis. The kuli alma da betalisa shalonu ein hano klal loy bechama mechama v'loy bikshamim mebekshamim. In fact, Rabbi Chonan, what do our tzitzis or talisim give us? Again, tzitzis is easier to understand. It doesn't protect you. You know what? You tell me when the freezing cold outside, that extra thin layer you have makes you warm. It's hard to imagine. So what does it do? So says Rabbi Chanan, you're going to have to go like the Ramah's point, that's not the deciding factor. So they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, okay, we're going to talk more about this shaila of the role of the begadim. Now, if you had to go to the swarm store tomorrow and buy a pair of tzitzis, so which pair of tzitzis should you buy? Should you buy wool or should you buy cotton?
So again, obviously it's the summer now, so, and we're in the middle of a heat wave, so that obviously complicates the question. So someone asked Chaim Kanevsky which pair of tzitzis he should buy. Now, he probably asked the wrong person.
Because he was
coming. Right, you can ask Chaim Kanevsky. Right, you know, so he writes like this. So Lushoyal Echot Sheshoyal, number 20. Someone asked Chaim Kanevsky, Emiyesh Inyan Lahadiv Talz Katan Osim Itzemer. Is there a mile of buying wool tzitzis? Okay. So Hashiv Rabbeinu, Bizel Loshen, Yesh Inyan, El Shagrol Anoikin. He told him, there is an Inyan, but the Grod didn't hold with that Inyan. Okay, like, what do you do with that information? What he meant to say is like this. He basically said, like, listen, there definitely is something to wing wool, but us Kanievskis were Khan, which is basically what he answered him. He said, I've added Mr. Brewer says, but the Gronings don't. So, you know, figure out where you want to, where your loyalty is. So they asked him, Chaim Kanievsky, 1 second. If you're telling me now that the reason why your uncle didn't wear wool was because a beged of wool is not a shame beged because it's not helping. So he said, what exactly is cotton doing for you? And the cotton beged is accomplishing something? What does the cotton beged do? So he said, again, the Chaim Kanevsky said, the Chazanish didn't wear wool because a beged of wool doesn't help you in the summer. And what does a beged of cotton do? That is protecting you. So you sweat a little less than if you're wearing wool. But is it again, the tzitzis under your shirt, what role is it playing? It's protecting you? No. It's stopping you from getting bitten by a bug? No. What's it doing? It's an inconvenience. So vayter, it's the same kasha. So they ask, and this is a very strong kasha. If you're coming off Taisvis and Nida, then throw out all the tzitzis in the summer, at least in the summer.
No, it's talking about
tzitzis over there. I didn't copy it, but I had it. Cut it out. I decided not to put it on the paper because then we maybe would have had 6 pages. But I felt Chaim Kanevsky quoted it well. It's a short Taisvis. Taisvis is just talking about, it's actually an interesting Gemara over there. He's talking about whether or not the talus that they wrapped the mason in have tzitzis on it or not, which is an interesting topic. But in any case.
It seems like Reb Chaim also wears tzitzis on top of his shirt.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, that I just Googled.
Yes, that he does.
The way they show the picture.
That he does. And that might be for good reason, which we'll maybe talk about. So, you didn't trust me.
No, I did.
It's not me. I'm recording what he says in the swarm.
What?
Right. Now, the truth is we're going to come to a big cash at some point in this year from a very famous picture. We'll have to get to in a few minutes. But according to this is a very good cash. If you're going to bring up Taisus and Nida, and you're going to tell me that a beggar that's not protecting you is not considered a beggar, so how do you justify even cotton in the summer? So they asked Chaim Kanevsky this question, number 21. No talus is chayiv. Shall we have beged shel tzemer gefen like a hanos levisha? What benefit are you getting out of cotton? So he answered, "Ein oikein, it's not so." Why not? It's a good taina. So on the footnote, he says, "Shemati mirabenu shlito de ein ze beged miyuta levisha derech min yodim shaloyf shem kama begadim afi meisacham." He says, "No." Katin begodim are obviously they're not giving you any direct pleasure, but people wear more than one layers in the summer. Ubeget semer beluchud shemechamim umazik hu dein loyfshim. He says the kash is not the fact that the beged itself is not accomplishing things. It's the fact that you're going to put on a beged that is completely the opposite effect. Meaning a cotton beged, people will wear many layers even in the summer, and lav dafka each beged is fulfilling a purpose. But wool is just ridiculous. The wool is just detrimental. It's just backwards. It's causing you more heat than good. I think the kasha is a little better than the teretz, in my opinion. It's a very strong kasha. If the definition of a beged is that it has to be able to protect you, so then what is the cotton sitter doing for you in the summer?
And it absorbs the sweat.
So that's the problem. Yeah. If that would be case, so then it might turn into a beged zeya, which might not be chayv. That's a good point. Now, that might be why some of them wear it on the outside, because by wearing it on the outside, you give it a certain chashivas maybe, gives it more of a something, I'm not sure. If you look at Mishloim Mizalman, number 22.
By the way, is anyone mechallel between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Sometimes
yes.
They rule on Shabbos.
Yes, Rabbi Yaakov, but for a different reason.
It wasn't out to cover for Shabbos?
No. So a different reason. Right, because of carrying issues. We'll hopefully get to that. Rabbi Yaakov had a different... And Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva where he completely rejects that notion. But Rabbi Yaakov, we'll get to Bli Neder, it's on page...
So Rabbi Yaakov wore cotton during the week?
Yeah, Rabbi Yaakov wore cotton during the week because that's what it says in the Ramon Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So let's see Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, number 22. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has two pieces of it. We're going to read the bottom piece first because I put it out of order. He writes, V'afim mitztari b'liv yishosei machmas hachoyim. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was a very big proponent of wool tzitzis. He says, you got to wear wool even if it's very hot. Less limbo, I don't care that it's hot. V'shapim mekayim mitzvah, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah. Shai Rabbi Moshe kayitz v'adei leka klal shum hanasa guf menachal skot, and he brings it as a raya. Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and during the winter, what exactly do you get out of your tzitzis? Afilu mital shabbat. V'aval pikein poshur de mekayim bo ha mitzvah mavarach ha mitzvah tzitzis. V'hainu mishum detalya rak belevisha v'loy bahana. So Rav Shlomo Zalman basically seems to be saying that we don't paskin like Taisus and Nida. It's not about hana, it's about wearing. So therefore says Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the winter you should wear the wool and you'll schwitz and you'll sweat, but I don't care. I Taisus and Nida. So if you look at the next paragraph on the top, here it's Omnam. Sha Taisus m'sechas Nida samach alef amibayt kosvut sitis nam yeinach chay chayiv. Im ein bahana levisha mikom mokom lo yinak tinan hachi. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, we don't paskin like that Taisus. The Chaim Kanevsky says that Tosfos was the explanation to his uncle the Chazon Ish. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, we don't paskin like that Tosfos. He says, "Time of the milsa tzarich leimer, the kivin shekvar no guluva ish tomid beged shel tzitzis, kvar nehepach beged kazel lios kemal bush rogel." Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, very practically, since every Jewish male since his age of 3 wears this little beged, it now becomes part of the dress code. You're right; it serves no purpose. It's a purposeless beged as with regard to protection. You know why we wear it? Because every little kid since he turns 3 wears tzitzis. That's part of dress. That's now the Jewish dress code. Kvar nepach beged kazel lios kemal bush rogel. Shekol adam rogel loiv shei afim ein loim azer shomano. You wear it even if you have no pleasure. Umushem kach gamut losis ba b'shabbos roshes rabim. The verse says b'shabbos it's not a shayla of carrying. We know when it comes to Shabbos, any beged that's not considered a normal beged is a shayla of carrying. That's the whole shayla. Let's say, for example, you want to wear your jacket on your shoulders, but there's no erev. So the question is that carrying? Is that considered is that a malbush? Who wears their jackets on their shoulder? You wear your jackets in your arms, right? So that's the question. So here, if Shlomo Zalman is saying that, don't try to tell me like a Yaakov held that wearing a wool beged on Shabbos is carrying. No normal person wears such a beged. So if Shlomo Zalman, it's not true. Begadim of tzitzis have become regular dress code. So he writes the kivin shalof shekiderach malbush choshev nami kinena avagav shehagoyim lechozeh hukim amitzah. So here he wants to say kinech. He wants to say, you are getting hana. That knows that you're mekayim the mitzvah. This is, you're very thrilled to put on tzitzis in the morning. When you're wearing your tzitzis, they're not protecting you from the weather, but they're protecting you because now you got to check in Shemayim that you're wearing your tzitzis. So Reb Shlomo Zalman, and the same idea is found in the Hatzvi of Pesach Frank. He brings a cute raya. He brings a raya. The halach is that when you buy a new tzitzis, a new talis, you make a bracha. Reb Moshe holds only if you buy a new, Reb Moshe holds if you buy a new talis cotton, you don't make a shachyon, but if you buy a new talis gadol, you make a shachyon. So the question is, vaita, what hana are you getting from these things? What's the pleasure? So he wants to tell you vaita, the hana that this is becomes a normal derech malbush, this makes it into hana, and that's why you're able to make the brach. Reb Asher Weiss, over here in number 24, in Minchas Asher Parshas Shlach, he says, he doesn't think the lomnis is the way we're setting it up. We keep on saying that if it's a beggar that doesn't protect you, then it's not considered a beggar, and if it's not considered a beggar, you're not chayim and tzitzis. Reb Asher Weiss says that can't be the way of dealing with it. He writes in number 24, you don't actually have to get actual benefit from the beggar. He says, why? Says Reb Asher Weiss, there's never going to be an end to this. Some people do, some people don't, some people wear left layers, and some people wear more layers. That's going to be the way you make kind of mitzvah. It's too impractical to be that way. So how do you learn Taisvus? Ella b'machus ha-beged. He says it's not totally in the person, it's totally in the makeup of the beged. Is this a beged that can give you warmth? Is this a beged that could give you protection? And the answer is yes. Your wool tzitzis could give you. If you had nothing else besides for your wool tzitzis in the freezing cold, you'd be very warm. I'm wearing my coat, my jacket, and I have heat. So the Bashar says, I don't care. That's not totally in the actual situation that you're in. It's totally in the beged. A wool beged does give protection. Grada in the sun with 12, two other layers, it's not. But Rav Asher Weiss thinks the gedra advarim is, it's not totally in what you're getting out of the beged, but really what the beged can offer you.
But if you use that analogy, take that, so it's a question of to what degree, right? Is there a need to have a degree? So on a beged, you're freezing cold, right? You have nothing else on. Have a beged on, cotton, it's to that.
Right.
You know, very limited.
Right, so that would be good enough. So, right. So according to Rav Asher Weiss's way of looking at it, it's not a kasha anymore. Meaning we can say that even if I'm wearing, it's not totally whether or not I'm actively getting hana from the beged. Is this a beged that gives hana? The answer is yes. That's right. That's what Rav Asher Weiss is chap over here. I don't know, I wanted to see because he doesn't seem to be so into it. Definitely not in the summer. We'll see in a second. He says in the summer, definitely don't wear wool. Because he's chayshish, that maybe, I mean, he shouldn't say it. He says if you feel it uncomfortable, if you're personally uncomfortable with the wool. which is we'll come to in a few minutes. So he writes like this, just to Reb Shlomo Zalman writes again, number 25. Shlomo Zalman was a big proponent of the wool tzitzis, not the cotton tzitzis. So I put over here number 26. So this sefer from Shabbos Mayadim, he wants to tell you that that's the difference between chassidim and litvish. He says, Elo shekihilas hachassidim loivshim talz kotin shal tzemeh me'al begodim. Shekasha talz kotin me'al begodim nechshu gam hu beged shal kovid v'chai betzitis. He wants to say, you know why chassidim wear over? Not why they, but what do they gain by wearing it over? Now they're showing it off. Oh, look at this nice beged. So now even though it's not giving them any protection, but it's at least a beged of kovid. But he says, but for us Ashkenazim, a Litvishers who keep it under a beged, so then you have the problem with Taisus and Nida about it's not giving you any protection. Rabbi Asher Weiss writes in number 26. He says if someone's very uncomfortable in the heat because of the wool tzitzis, he thinks they should wear cotton tzitzis. And his argument is like this: first of all, according to the Ramah, cotton tzitzis is a mitzvah deraisa. That's first of all. He says, secondly, he has a whole shtickle Torah that a person's not mechuyev to be mitzar to do mitzvahs. Not als mitzar potem en asukah. Someone asked that to Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky about mitzar potem en asukah. That maybe if I'm wearing wool, I should be potem because it's so uncomfortable. So Pashto says mitzar is only potem en asukah. It's not mitzar for more mitzvahs. But Rabbi Asher Weiss wants to say no. He wants to say that since, first of all, you have the Ramah. Secondly, Stamazay Kosh Baruch Hu didn't want you to be uncomfortable. So he writes, he says, Umashum kach poshut she'en lahatel doifi berabim v'toivim shenogu lubash tals kodin shakusna v'shaminim b'mea kites. Don't get all crazy about those people that want to wear wool, that want to wear cotton in the summer. If you meet a guy who wants to wear cotton in the summer, he's not crazy. He's uncomfortable, and he thinks it's okay. Then Rabbi Yaakov, number 27, Rabbi Yaakov used to wear cotton sitters during the week. But on Shabbos, he wore wool. What's the difference? So again, Rabbi Yaakov says we pass on like the Ramah. The Ramah says you can wear cotton. But he held differently. He held that it could be, this is interesting because why should it be considered carrying? It's still Mekayim Derabbanan. But for whatever reason, Rabbi Yaakov in the summer, in the Shabbos, he would only wear tzemer. Okay, so this is Atkan, the opinion of the Chazon Ish, Chaim Kanevsky, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yaakov, and a little bit from Rabbi Asher Weiss. Now, the follow-up is Reb Moshe Feinstein. Reb Moshe Feinstein wrote three tshuvas about wool tzitzis. And we're going to go through at least, we'll make a haschola on some of the tshuvas. And Reb Moshe writes this in number 28. This is the first tshuva, this is the first volume of Igros Moshe Archaim Chelek Aleph, Simin Beis, and I put the year down. Tov Shin Yud Zayin, 1957. The Shaila was about different types of tzitzis, and Reb Moshe writes like this: Ulamaisa le'elu she'efshel lehem leilich b'kayitz b'talz kodesh shel tzemer. For those people who can't handle the wool, ve'loivshim talz kotei mishar minim yasu tzitzis mitzemer. They should still have the strings should be made out of wool, b'makim shalekat tzitzis mishar minim. Okay, but look at the last few lines: Avol vaday ro'u le'bal nefesh lahachmer. Every bal nefesh should be machmer lilvoish talz kodesh shekulu mitzemer to wear full wool. So here Moshe is taking, again, a bal nefesh. A bal nefesh should be machmir to wear wool. Then Moshe writes in the next tshuva, number 29, he says that you should try to be, he says again, a bal nefesh should be machmir and tovel of bracha if you wear wool tzitzis. And then in the third tshuva, he says that you should wear wool tzitzis in the summer, and that's what I do. V'chein ani noyik. I wear wool tzitzis in the summer. So what's the kasha? If anyone read Reb Moshe's biography book, there's that picture in the biography book of Reb Moshe in the mountains with tzitzis over his shirt and the cotton. Kasha from a picture. I don't know. So, you could probably give a million to Rutzim, whatever. You could probably give a million to Rutzim. Malaysa, Reb Moshe's sheet is very clear. We're going to run out of time here tonight, but Reb Moshe's sheet is very clear. Reb Moshe was a very big proponent of wool. And wool in the summer, and he says that's what he did.
Did Zelig Epstein wear cotton, no?
I don't know. I never saw him. I don't know.
No?
That could be. I don't know. Could be he wore cotton all year. I don't know. I never saw him. So again, so there's much more to get to over here. We're going to have to blineda after Tisha B'Av because, Mr. Shem, next week we're going to discuss what happens when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, which is pretty much what we had last year with some slight changes. But Mr. Shem will discuss that next week. And hopefully after Tisha B'Av, we'll continue to discuss about wearing wool versus then the next question is fine, you're not going to wear wool. So what about wearing the mesh tzitzis, which are very popular today? Should you fight your kids over wearing mesh tzitzis and not wearing mesh tzitzis? But then we'll get to that next week. And then Mitzvah Shem Sunday morning, we're going to be discussing Havdalah this year when Tisha B'Av falls out on Matzah Shabbos. The alumnus behind Havdalah.